Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you, Sister Mother Brick. We love you and we love everybody on this prayer line. I tell you, I do. And I thank the Lord for how he blessed me to get a chance to go to Kansas this year. And I want him to keep me in my health so I can try to go next year. So y'all just have a great day. And Dr. Johnson, I thank you this morning for asking me to do the praise. And we'll be praying for your sister and you and Dr. Betty. So we're going to be praying for everyone on this prayer line. We thank you. Have a great day. I'm turning it back over to Mother Carr.
Thank you so much, Ambassador Barshay, for that beautiful, for getting all the praise reports. We heard so many beautiful praise reports this morning. I just want to thank the Lord. I have never heard in all of my life of going on a fast for this many days continuously, and then to go into the second phase of it for 20 days. And we're on our second day of our spectacular 20-day fast. And I have never known of that to happen. And I just know the Lord gave that to him. And so I was just thinking last night when I was on the blog line when he said, crazy prayers bring crazy blessings. And I said, I am not going to let the curves of this world get to me. I spoke on Sunday and he was speaking about that same thing. Say, not only for myself, but I'm praying for you that the Lord will bless you. And then that just gives me confirmation that Ambassador, our chief ambassador, is hearing from the Lord because he said the same thing. For him to just think, that's such a blessing in my heart that somebody care enough about me.
Yes.
Pray for me, because in the world we're living in and we're seeing what's going on, people have turned away from God. That's all this is. People have turned away from God. And we can't let this presidential election, all these things get us down, everything just happening around us, and the Lord trying to tell us something. And people aren't listening, but it's up to us. It starts with us, each one of us in our heart. Put our prayers for the salvation of the world. That's the only thing that's going to take care of this. Get back to basics, and that's God's basis. And I believe this even came to me because I've been praying about this election thing. There is nowhere in the world that the Lord don't give us a president that's done, even if they put him in office. I have so much faith in my Lord Jesus Christ that he's going to take care of us. He's not going to make this beautiful world and let some person don't have Christ. I haven't heard this person say anything about loving the Lord, by prayer, by God, nothing. He's not going to let the enemy take over us because there's too many of us that are in Christ, that are praying, that have faith. We need to lean and depend more on him. So we're going to go into our prayers. And do we have Mother Wilson? Are you the line of Mother Sister LaTanya Williams? Are either you on the line?
Yes, Mother Wilson.
Okay, would you mind taking our prayer request this morning, please?
I really don't. God bless you.
Thank you.
We thank God this morning for each of you. Thank God for the prayer line, and I thank God for what all I've already heard, because it's a wonderful thing to pray and wake up praying. I thank God that I give my prayer request first, that God will continue to bless, and I want you to continue to pray for me and my family, that God will continue to bless us. At this time, we're grateful for our leader and his family. We want to keep Dr. Johnson and Mother Betty and the mother, how do you say that, the mother of the nation?
Yes.
We want to keep her in prayer as well, and everybody on the prayer line. So we're grateful tonight, for this morning, that God has blessed us to make it through the night and continue to pray for us, and God will continue to bless us through the night. And don't forget about these different cities. We're requesting prayer that God will conquer this violence that's going on and people are killing in the name of Jesus. The requesters who have a request this morning, we want to make our request so we can get to our prayer.
Yes.
We'll be the first one.
Go ahead.
Come on, we don't want to hold up. We want to do what God wants us to do. And if you have a request, we're waiting on you.
This is Sister Linda from Utah. I just want y'all to just keep my granddaughter in prayer and keep me in prayer, because when I was in Texas, I was going into IHOP, and I got out of the car, and I just fell right on down on the ground, and my grandbaby got out and said, "Grandma, Grandma, are you okay?" And she was trying to pull me up, and then my son came around, and they both lift me up off of the ground, and I was hopping and going on for a few days, but I thank the Lord there wasn't no bone broken. So keep me in your prayers and my granddaughter.
Amen. We thank God that you didn't have any bone broken, and we will continue to keep you in prayer, that God will continue to carry you on and you don't be so stiff behind it. Who will be the next? Mr. Morning?
This is Sister Lucille, and I'm asking the saints to pray for me and my children, and also my Aunt Maddie and my Aunt Arlene. God bless you.
God bless you, Sister Lucille. The next one?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes.
This is Renee McKnight from Texas, area code 325. I have a real good friend. She's like, her name is Jo Carr, and she's been having panic attacks, and it's bad, because they're saying that she might not to drive anymore. So I just want to, you know, lift her up in prayer. And also, I live in an apartment complex, and this lady that I've been in contact with, she said that she seems like a very nice lady, and she's a Christian lady, and she needs a car, and her name is Tasha Munoz. So I told her that I would pray for her a car. And then also, my little dog, Chloe, we just found out that there's a little dog that lives in the apartment complex, has polio. And so I just want to pray for her, because she's so young, and she's only, you know, nine weeks old, and I just got her. So just want to pray for her and continue to pray for my family and me. And I love y'all all on the prayer line. It's so nice to hear y'all all in the mornings. It lifts my spirit. And y'all all have a blessed day.
God bless you, Sister Renee. Is there another one?
Yes. good morning. This is Ambassador Frierson, area code 616. I would like to thank you all for praying for me in bereavement of my grandmother. But the day after my grandmother died, we had a cousin to die in police custody. So I am requesting prayer for the family. Thank you.
God bless you. As another one?
Mother Digby Unspoken.
All right, Mother Digby. Is there another one?
Yes, this is Ambassador Johnson in Texas, area code 325. I'm asking the saints to join in with me in prayer for my family. It seems like it's been an all-out attack from the devil against my family. So if you would remember the McNally family, that the Lord would bind this devil.
Asking,
but I know he can. I'm asking you to join in with me.
Amen. We want to do that from Ambassador Johnson, her family, because the devil ain't playing, and we ain't either. And we just want the Lord to continue to bless us. How many more you want us to get?
I say about a couple more.
All right. Oh, who will be the next one?
Okay, I'm this Ambassador Cobb in 832, and I have a doctor's appointment to check on my knee today. And whatever they need to do, I want to go ahead and do it, because like Sister Linda Porche say, I want my health to be right so I can come to the convention next year. And I've been suffering with this far too long. So the Lord put this doctor in my path, and I'm praying that we do what's ever necessary, because I have too much work to do for the Lord to be slowed down in any way.
Yeah, amen. Oh, amen. Ambassador Cobb, we're going to be praying for you. I know what you mean about that knee. I'm seeking the Lord myself for mine, but they haven't told me anything about an operation on my knee or anything. Just some poor muscles they trying to draw. But I know God is able, so we're going to keep looking to the Lord. So, the next one. Well, if we don't have another one, we thank God for the many prayer requests that's already gone up, and we know that God is going to honor them back into the hands of the giver.
Yes, we thank you for doing that, Mother Wilson. And I'm going to ask Ambassador Deborah Johnson from Texas, could you please pray for these prayer requests? You may not have written them down or anything like that, but would you... do you have time to pray for those? And we may get someone else also.
Amen. Praise God this morning. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning, giving you all praise, honor, and glory. We truly esteem you, God, for being the God that you are. We just thank you, Lord, because you are God. And, Lord, we come before you with the many requests that have already been made. You heard them, Lord, each and every one. Even before it was ever voiced, God, you knew what was going on. And I'm asking you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you would bind the works of the enemy. Bind his works in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, it's given that we should pray. You said, man, ought to always pray and not to faint. And so we're doing that today as we collectively come to a two or three touching and agreeing, believing on the same thing, that you are God in the midst. Now, Lord, we ask that you would touch, heal, and deliver in the name of Jesus. Let your healing virtue take place on today. Oh, God, you are God of miracles. You are healing, Jesus. Your blood that was already shed, God, was for the healing of the nation, and we thank you for it. We thank you for all the many blessings, Lord. We ask that you would touch, heal, and deliver. Set free today in the name of Jesus. Open doors today. Make ways today in the name of Jesus. God, remember those that are in the hospital. We ask that you remember Ambassador Johnson's sister there. Be with her, God. Bless her in a special way. And meet her needs, Lord. Touch her and heal her. Oh, God, give the doctors to make the right decision. Bless in a special way. We believe in it by faith as we ask it, oh God. But we're all on one accord, and we're asking you to do it. Do it in your name, Lord. Remember the first family on this line. Bless our chief ambassador. Bless First Lady Betty. Bless him in the name of Jesus. You're able to strengthen him the more. God, as we go through this fast, God, strengthen him the more in the name of Jesus. Crown his head with wisdom and stir the anointing the more in the name of Jesus. We know you can. We believe it by faith as we continue to lift him up. God, those that said, remember me, those that wanted prayers that were mentioned on today, we're asking you to bless, Lord, and we're asking you to heal, Lord. We're asking you to deliver, Lord. We're asking you to do it in the name of Jesus. But we collectively come together today, praising you for all things. We lift up the family, Lord, that tragedy has struck. Oh, God, remember Ambassador Frierson's family. Remember them, God. Console them in the name of Jesus. It looks like the enemy is coming with many attacks. But you are a powerful God, and you are the devil's boss. The Lord settles the devil's dust. Settles the devil's dust in the name of Jesus. We proclaim it today, and we believe it by faith, and we trust you to your word, for you are a faithful God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you. We thank you for everything we give thanks. In Jesus' name, thank God. Amen.
Thank you, Ambassador Johnson. Would someone else like to add to that prayer? It's a powerful prayer. We will have Ambassador Hodges, Gina Hodges. Are you still on the line?
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you right now, God. First and foremost, we want to thank you, Lord. We want to thank you because you're such a good God. But God, we want to ask you for forgiveness of your sins against you, Lord, those sins of omission and those sins of commission. Father God, you've heard each and every prayer request this morning. And God, we're asking that you look on those, not only those names that were called, but those that are standing in the gap for each other. God, we're thanking you this morning for our chief ambassador. Asking you to give him travel mercy. Continue to impart wisdom on him. Be with him through this path, God. In the name of Jesus, look on his companion this morning. Grant him desires of their hearts, God. Look on our mother to the nation. Continue to cover her. Bless her. Look on her family of two. And her church, in the name of Jesus. God, for every household that's represented, we ask for a special blessing for everyone this morning, whether they were able to get it in or not, God, we're asking that you look on them. You know the desires of our every one of us stand in need of. Lord, I'm praying for Bishop Hagin this morning, God. Touch him, God. Send your healing to him wherever he is and anyone else that stands in need of a healing. Look on Evangelist Hattie Smith as she goes through that procedure this morning. God, be with her. Shut the back door, Lord. Keep her safe, God, and bring her out with a victory report. God, I'm thanking you for the family, for her children, Lord. Be with God. Comfort them through this procedure. God, look on those that have lost loved ones. Look on Sister Ambassador Renira and her family, God. On every family that is going through tragedy. Look on the nation as we go through these tragedies with police and our children, God. Lord, we ask you in the midst of this situation, bring peace to the nation, Lord. You just love one another, God. Remove the hatred. Lord, look on the leaders. Look on the president. Oh, God, look on the president of this country in the name of Jesus. God, look on this election. We ask that you be in it, Lord. Be with the people as they go back and forth to the polls. God, we bind the devil and any disruption that he may try to cause against our people, those young folks that want to rise up and retaliate. Oh, God, let them retaliate against the devil and seek more of you. God, look on Sister Renee's request for her puppy, Chloe. Whatever it is, God, we ask you that you be with them. Look on the animals because you made them too. And, God, some of them are placed in people's lives for different reasons. We're asking that you look on them and look on the owners today. Look on Sister Lucille and her family as she lifts them up daily before you, God. Look on her auntie and her children. Lord, we know that you're doing a work there, and we're thanking you for it in advance. For the praise reports that are going to come from every one of these names that have placed on the prayer list this morning. Father God, we're asking that you look on each mother, every ambassador, every father. We're thanking you for the men that are coming to this line, for the godly men. Lord, we're thanking you right now. Father God, as we go through today, we're asking that you look on those that are in these states where with these high heat index and they have no air conditioning. God, be with them today, Lord. Be with them and look on them. Look on our elderly, on those with breathing problems. God, I'm asking that you walk up and down the hospital wards. Touch, heal, and deliver. Look on the drug addicts. Look on the homeless this morning, dear God. Even though they were not called out, they are still your children, God. Look on the unreachable, God. Those that don't know about you, Lord. Those that don't know and refuse to get into walk into the light, but to stay in the darkness. God, we ask you, let somebody reach them. In the name of Jesus, save you and deliver them. We're thanking you for trouble mercy for all your people. We're thanking you for those that are planning to come to next year's convention. Dear Lord, we're asking that you make a way for them. Look on those that are our military today, God. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name I pray. And God, I'm thanking you this morning. I'm thanking you, Lord. I just want to say thank you. I just want to say thank you, God. I'm thanking you for Sister Charlotte's report that she found her Bible. Oh, God, I'm thanking you that she found your word, God. It may seem like a little thing to us, but, God, I'm just thanking you for the joy that she had in her voice for finding your word. God, I'm asking you to look on Sister Sheila in Connecticut. She just needs to be with me, God. And wherever she is, God, I'm asking that you be with her. Touch her heart and close her. Look on her daughter. Look on her son. In the name of God, those that we have not heard on the prayer list for a while, I'm asking that you look on them, God. In the name of Jesus, bring them back, lift them up, God. We're thanking you for everyone on this line this morning, asking that you be with us throughout the day. In the name of Jesus, God, just put a thank you. And every step we take, every breath we take and every step we make, God, we're saying thank you. We're thanking you this morning because we know that it's only by your grace and your mercy that we are here today, God. Look on our youth. On our youth, Lord, keep them safe. That's the future, Lord. And we're asking that you put a hedge of protection around them. In the name of Jesus, God, I find that spirit of depression. Oh, God, thank you. That spirit of depression, that spirit of stress, I'm calling you out in the name of Jesus. And, God, I'm thanking you for it this morning. I'm thanking you for foul spirits, how you're removing them from the line in Jesus' name and how you're sanctifying this line, anointing this line. This line is a blessing to many. And, God, I'm thanking you for it. Be with us today, God. Keep us in the center of your will. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank God. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Ambassador Hodges, for a beautiful prayer. Oh, God, it's such a beautiful prayer. Both prayers were such a beautiful thing. It's a blessing to start out the day with prayer in our life. So thank you. I just thank Ambassador Johnson for asking me to host this morning, and I hope that I have done the Lord's will. So y'all continue praying, and we pray for you. Have a blessed day. And we want to remember tonight, is the Youth Prayer Line with Ambassador Pfeiffer. And just call the same number that we called for that. And then at 9 p.m. is our blog line. And that number is 646-595-2035. And a lot of time that line is full. You can't get through. Several times I hadn't been able to get through. But if you can't get through on that line, just call the same number of 712-775-7085. And the code number is 936-005. So today we want to continue to keep our chief, Ambassador Johnson, in our prayers and his family, and praying for his sisters. And with her little surgery procedure today, we want to keep them in our prayers. And for everybody on the prayer line, and we just thank God for everyone that has tuned in today. And we're thankful Linda, Sister Linda made it back. And then with her granddaughter that had that accident, that was a miracle in itself. So we just thank the Lord for that. And on last night when Mother Digby was on the line, her voice was a little tell because Mother Digby always had that beautiful, just happy voice. You can tell someone right, but this morning she's back to her old self, and we thank the Lord for that. So we thank the Lord for everyone that has participated this morning, and we want everyone to have a God-blessed good day. And we're going to end it with a prayer. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you, Lord, for this prayer line. Thank you for everyone that has said something in your behalf, that has prayed, that has given a prayer request, that has lifted up our chief ambassador, Lord. Just bless us throughout today. Bless us in our going out and our coming in. Bless everyone on the prayer line, Lord. All these blessings in your name. Amen. And we'll meet y'all again tonight on the youth prayer line and on the blog line. And y'all have a blessed day.
Ambassador Paz. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. It's such beautiful. God bless you.
You're welcome.
Awesome. Enjoyed you.
Thank you,
Sister Greg.
And I enjoy y'all also. This starts my day off right.
Have a good day, young lady.
A day without prayer is a wasted day. I believe that.
Did a great job. God bless you, Ambassador Cobb. God bless each and every one.
All right. God bless you, too.
Did a great job.
And remember, crazy faces bring crazy blessings.
Yes.
All right. Let me do this.
I think that was Mother Britt.
Yeah, I think
that was Mother Britt. That was Mother Britt.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. That was her.
Uh-huh.
She's on the move wherever she is.
Yep. Thank the Lord.
God bless y'all.
God bless you, too. Have a good day.
You, too.
Mm-hmm.